Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, June 12th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, welcome to the other side. Mandatory minicamp is over. We did a pod talking about mandatory minicamp, observations, takeaways, daily pod on it, pod with James. And now, well, the long stretch begins until training camp. So until then, though, we are going to today talk about what the players had to say on Tuesday when they spoke for the final time, at least in a press conference setting. My guess is you will hear them on podcasts and stuff throughout the remainder of the offseason. But we're going to talk today about some things that the players had to say at the podium after practice. Again, our final chance to talk to them. So we heard from Jalen, Saquon, Devontae, Zach Bond. We're going to get into all of that and some interesting things that they had to say. But first, there was a little bit of news on Wednesday, in relation to the tickets that I know everybody is going to try to buy. I actually think that sometimes, like, the funniest email I get all year is the one from the Eagles being like, single game tickets go on sale. They've got to be impossible to purchase. There's so many season tickets, so many people wanting to buy them. So if you're going to try, good luck. I'd love to hear some success stories from some real ones and auto downloaders about their ability to get tickets. Every game's awesome this year. The home opener is awesome, everything. So it's going to be a really, really fun year, hopefully. But single game tickets for the Eagles season go on sale today at 10 a.m. If you're already listening to this and it's 10:05, you've probably missed your opportunity to get tickets. But if you want to get tickets, you can purchase those tickets at Ticketmaster. And just a heads up, there is a 4-ticket limit per household. So if you're going to try to buy tickets, that's today at 10 a.m. Some other news that came out from a scheduling perspective. We finally got the date where training camp will begin. Players will report to training camp on July 22nd. That's a Tuesday, which means likely that first practice will be Wednesday, the 23rd. And then we also got the date of the practice that's open to the public. That date will be Sunday, August 10th at 6:30, and you can buy tickets to that as well today at 10 a.m. All proceeds from that go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. So, yeah, we're finally getting dates. We're finally, you know, September 4th, not that far away. Exciting stuff. So again, players report on the 22nd. The first practice will probably be the 23rd. The open practice is on the 10th. The preseason opener is on August 7th. Obviously, that open practice was on August 10th. And then the season opener on September 4th. So let's dive into some of the things the players had to say on Tuesday. And let's start with what I think is a really cool story and kind of like, you know, we've talked about this, like the positives and the negatives, but a definite positive is Nick Sirianni's ability to do this. So Zach Bond spoke after practice, and he mentioned that obviously Zach Bond, one-year deal last year, had maybe the best one-year deal ever, right, in terms of like capitalizing on it. Now one of the highest paid linebackers in the NFL, viewed as one of the best linebackers in the NFL, one of the best players on the team. And Zach Bond said that Nick Sirianni did something pretty cool in a team meeting talking about it. So here's what Zach Bond had to say about what Sirianni said.
Yeah, in team meetings, Nick mentioned kind of my story. And with all the one-year deal guys we have now, Nick mentioned my story earlier on in OTAs. And I love it because he uses me as an example to kind of prove yourself, like, and this, especially in this organization. This is an organization that's going to give you a shot, an honest try. And, I've talked to Josh Uche, especially, he's really inspired and trying to take that same trajectory, that same path. And with that, it's a lot of hard work and just dedication to, making it your best year.
We talk about this a lot on the pod in terms of how the Eagles are an attractive destination for free agents, and they're an attractive destination for a few reasons. One, you have a chance to win. So point blank, attractive destination from that standpoint. Two is what Zach Bond and Sirianni are talking about here. Players around the league know if you come to the Eagles, you'll get paid. Like if you're Jaire Alexander and the Eagles say to you, and I don't think they would say this to him, but let's say they said to him, hey, you come here, we'll start you opposite Quinion. You'll be the guy, you'll play all year. He has an opportunity to make so much money next offseason. When you are playing on the Eagles, you play in big-time games, you play in playoff games, and two out of the last 3 years, you play in Super Bowls. Ask Milton Williams and Josh Sweat what playing for the Eagles did for their financial future. So for Sirianni to be able to stand up in a team meeting with Aziz Ojulari, Josh Uche, Harrison Bryant, Kylan Granson, Adoree Jackson, and say, hey, see Zach Bond over there? He was on a one-year deal just like you guys are, and he took that one-year deal and turned it into life-changing money. That is a huge thing for them to be able to do and for Nick to be able to do. And it can be a true motivator to the players. So really cool story from Zach and a really beneficial thing that Nick gets to do for the team. Okay, next up, Saquon Barkley spoke to the media and he had a few interesting things to say. One common theme this offseason and from a discussion standpoint has been how are they going to use Saquon next year, obviously coming off a season where he had, I think it was over 500 touches or something close to it. And, you know, the history of running backs that touch a ball that much the following year are not great. So Saquon was asked if he's handling the offseason any different, if he's attacked it differently. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, you just got to be smarter, right? You have your moments where you go in there, you grind and you push it. A lot of people probably saw the squat video that he was put out, but you have those days, but the majority of those days is just mobility, conditioning, doing all the things to get your body in shape to perform at a high level. It was a lot of workload, but my body feels great, so that's the most important thing, and I think the way Nick and everyone here has handled it has been really helpful for me.
So I'm not privy to Saquon's, like, everyday movement, what he's doing, how much he's working out, whatever. But I have watched him practice 3 times now. And he's definitely, I think, less involved in teamwork than he was last year. And that's smart. Like, there's really, truly no reason for Saquon to be out there running plays in 11 on 11 when you can't tackle and no one has on pads. There's just no reason for him to do it. So I do think the Eagles have been smart, it seems, so far with this offseason and how they treat Saquon. And like, let's just be realistic here. The Eagles are a forward-thinking organization. They believe in sports science. They have a good medical team. They've kept players relatively healthy over the last few years. I am sure they have a plan put together for Saquon that gives his body rest. So we'll see in season how they end up using him. But in terms of the offseason and him getting his time off, I guarantee you the team is encouraging him to do that, making sure he does it. And just from watching him 3 days and three practices this offseason, they are doing that. The other thing Saquon talked about, well, one of two things Saquon talked about was, this has been another common theme this offseason, which is when it comes to next year and potentially Saquon running the ball less, what gives him confidence that they'll be able, like, why is he confident in the passing game, essentially, was the question. And I thought his answer was a good one. So here's what he had to say about his confidence.
Yeah, the thing that gives me confidence is KP's a hell of a coach. And you got A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, Smitty. You know, I can go down the whole offense. You know, where we're at right now in the playbook, where we're still adjusting, trying to get all those things ironed out. But whoever it looks like, that's what it's going to look like. And the most important thing is winning football games. And if we got to adapt and we got to look a different way, then we're all willing to do that. If we got to look the same way, we're all willing to do that too. So that's the stuff that you build now, and that's stuff you build in camp when you grind with each other. But the most important thing is winning football games. So no one knows how it's going to look, but all we know is that we're going to go out there and do what we can to try to win.
You can tell Saquon is happy to be in Philly and on a roster like the Eagles roster, because he so often goes, when he asks questions, he'll go, well, you look around, you got AJ, Devontae, Dallas, Jalen Hurts, Jahan, go down the list. Whereas when he played with the Giants, it was like, I looked around the huddle and it was just me, and it was like Odell for a little bit. So I do think that I believe Saquon when he says that he has confidence that they can throw the ball at a high level, which is essentially what he's saying, if they have to do it. And I think last year they showed that they could do it. The week where everyone was questioning the passing game, including me, they went out against Pittsburgh and had an awesome game. In the championship game, the Super Bowl, they threw it at a high level. So I do think the passing game is more just about getting in a consistent rhythm next year, less so about showing they can do it. They can definitely do it. It's just about getting in a consistent rhythm. The other thing Saquon was asked about was the clip that went viral last week. He was on the Chris Long podcast, Greenlight, and said that when he retires, it'll probably just be out of the blue, right? It'll be like, one day, I'm done. And obviously, the clip got a ton of attention. We talked about it here on the Go Birds Daily Pod, and Saquon was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
I don't think I'll ever lose a passion for the game. And the retiring thing, you know, I think that caught a little fire on social media. I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. You know, the question was asked to me, and just, like, I don't have a set date or how many years I want to play. I would love to play this game as long as God let me and my body let me. So that's really it.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you think, I agree with Saquon, like, he's not retiring anytime soon. I think he was asked a question. He was like, yeah, I'll probably just walk away. I don't think that means he's retiring in the next 2-3 years. Sirianni was asked about it and said, obviously, like, he's confident Saquon's not close to retirement. I still stand by that, like, they should take full advantage of Saquon while he's in his physical prime, because he doesn't strike me as somebody, and he kind of insinuates it with the retirement quote, that's just going to hang around. Like, I think when he's not at his best, you will see him walk away. So when they have him at his best, which he absolutely is heading into this season, they should use him. And now look again, they should be smart with how they use him and all that. I get it. But like, don't rest him for the playoffs, because you don't want to waste great opportunities with him. And look, the Eagles are probably going to make the playoffs, but who knows? Like, you're cute the first 6 weeks, you start 2-4, and the next thing you know, like, things aren't great. So again, don't anticipate that happening. But the message I'm trying to say is I would give Saquon the ball as much as possible. Okay, so DeVonta Smith also talked to the media, and it was cool to hear from DeVonta. He talked about how much winning the Super Bowl in New Orleans in front of his family meant to him, how his grandfather was there, which was really special to him. You know, he talked about his offseason. DeVonta is one that kind of does his work on his own, but being there on Tuesday with the Eagles, you know, was good for the team to see him out there, caught a touchdown from Jalen Hurts. So a good day of practice for DeVonta. But this is our first time getting to talk to DeVonta really since the Super Bowl. You talked to him in the locker room after, but for those that saw those locker room videos, not the most conducive for interviews. So DeVonta was asked about the dagger, the play that clinched the Super Bowl, the play that has been played 1,000 times on social media. And by 1,000, I mean 10,000 times. And he was asked, like, where that ranks in his top plays. So here's what DeVonta had to say.
And the touchdown catch?
I would say it's top three.
And the other two?
I would say one of the catches against, the other two would be two catches against Washington. It's a lot of them, so.
What's your offseason been like?
Man, catching that play, that pass, and having it be named the dagger in the Super Bowl you won and only saying it's a top three play. Like, I get he's kind of being coy and like funny. And then to say two catches against Washington when, let's be honest, like that dagger, the dagger supersedes all those. But what I will say is DeVonta does have an insane highlight reel of catches. And it goes back to college, like game-winning touchdowns in college to win national championships. Obviously now game-winning, essentially a game-winning catch in the Super Bowl to clinch that Super Bowl. But then you think about his catch against the 49ers in the championship game in 2022, his catch against the Jaguars this past season in the back of the end zone. Some insane catches against the against Washington in his career. So I agree, like, he has some insane catches, but the dagger's number one. I mean, the dagger's number one. It is the best, it is the most impactful play DeVonta's ever made. Now, you could certainly argue he's made tougher catches. Like, that wasn't a tough catch. But in terms of, like, career moments, I really think you have to go back to college and, like, you could debate winning a national championship versus winning a Super Bowl. Like, I think a Super Bowl is more important, but I also went to Temple. So, you know, like, I don't feel like the Alabama thing that feels like a pro sport team. So, but yeah, definitely, I think, obviously a top three play, and I would put it number one for DeVonta. So on the other side, we're going to talk about what the Super Bowl MVP, the franchise quarterback, Jalen Hurts, had to say to the media. So that will be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. So Jalen Hurts spoke to the media for the final time. And with Jalen, I think it's safe to say it will be the final time until training camp. I think, well, you could see Saquon on a pod. You could see DeVonta. I don't think we'll be hearing from Jalen between now and July 23rd when they have their first practice of training camp. So if you remember last year on the final day of the offseason workouts, he said something about Nick that like caused a stir, and for 6 weeks he had to worry about it, and then it was a big story the first day of training camp. That's not the case this time around. Jalen didn't cause any waves, didn't really say anything crazy. And he was typical Jalen, like soft-spoken, same kind of cadence he always has, same, you know, serious look on his face. And he talked about a number of different things. So one thing that I did think was interesting was Jalen talking about kind of what Saquon did and really what everyone's been talking about all offseason, which is the running game next year versus the passing game and how much they'll throw it versus, you know, if everyone stops the run because everyone will be keying in on Saquon, like how are they going to do it? And I like the phrase he used here. So here's Jalen talking about that.
Just continue to be consistent. He's very consistent, you know, and he stepped in and played a big role for us and added a new dynamic and element to our run game. And you know, I really think that he complements, you know, everything we do very well, and we complement each other well. He's a hell of a player. And so just going out there and continue to be himself. Works really hard, has a great competitive nature to him, and, you know, we just want to continue to push that.
Follow up on that. I mean, teams will obviously adapt to what he did last year. So I guess how can you guys as an offense kind of adjust to their adjustments?
Well, they have to pick their poison. And so it's just a matter of going out there and executing. You know, we got to make sure we're in a good position to go do what we're going to do. And then, you know, when someone gets an opportunity to make something happen, make it happen.
Yeah, pick your poison is not a new phrase. It's not like he made that up, but it really is true with this Eagles team. Like, if you are going to key in on Saquon, like the Kansas City Chiefs did in the Super Bowl, they have A.J. Devontae, Dallas Goedert, and Jahan Dotson's had an awesome offseason, and he made big plays in the Super Bowl, and he caught a touchdown in the playoffs against the Packers. So, like, they are loaded from a passing game perspective, and that really is kind of the answer to all this. As much as we'll talk about it, have different opinions, your opinion will change, my opinion will change from day to day, but maybe my opinion will change more day to day. But ultimately, when teams make the Eagles throw the ball, they are able to throw the ball good enough. So it really is picking your poison. Like, if you want to key in on Saquon, Jalen in the passing game has shown they can beat you. If you want to, you know, try to do a 50-50, worry about the pass, worry about the run, the Eagles will run all over you. And frankly, they would probably run all over you with Will Shipley. So having Saquon there and like not keying in on the run, they'll be able to run the ball next year. And if teams key in on them for the pass, then key on them for the run, then I think you will see the Eagles and Jalen have a really strong season passing the ball. And it sounds crazy to say because he just won Super Bowl MVP, but I think buying Jalen Hurts stock now is like his arrow is on the rise. Watching him this offseason, watching what he did in that Super Bowl, the fact that they likely will throw up more next year, I think Jalen could have like a career year statistically. So expect the Eagles to throw the ball quite a bit, especially if defenses play them the way I think the Eagles and most people are expecting them to play them. But of course, to have that big year, they're going to need a good season from new offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. Jalen was asked about kind of Petullo and the play calling aspect of it, and here's what he had to say.
No, too soon. No, he's been a great leader, and what he's been asked to do. Philly has a great command, and I think that'll only grow over time. And you know, we'll get down later down the road, and we'll see how sequencing is. You know, a lot of teams around the league run very similar plays. It's a matter of how you teach them, what are the details within the play, and how you sequence it as you call a game. And so he'll find that.
So I think what Jalen said in there, and this is just my opinion, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but like when he says most teams run the same stuff and that, you know, it's about the intricacies of the play and, you know, when you sequence the plays and all that, I think he's dead right. And I think that's exactly how Nick and Petullo probably feel. I don't think Nick has ever been a coach that's like, we need to come up with the most intricate, schematically pleasing plays that are going to make everybody like go crazy. They just need to run the plays that they run better than the other people, and they need to not make mistakes, and they need to hide it well, and they'll be successful. They have the talent to do it, but even if they didn't, like, look, I'm not saying coming up with creative plays is bad. I'm the one that wanted them to hire an offensive coordinator that had new ideas. But the point I'm making is where what I think Jalen says there is so true. Like, there's truly are only so many plays in football, and most people do run the same thing. But the teams that win and the teams that have the most success on offense are the teams that make the fewest mistakes and the teams that do it the best, that execute it the best. Like, you can run a simplistic play, but if you execute it to perfection with the talent the Eagles have, it's far more effective than a really intricate new design play, because those are harder to run too, number one, and you don't rep them as much. Like, with the Eagles' ability to just run what they run well, that is how they will be successful next year. My thing with the new offensive coordinator is I just want somebody in that building where if they do run into a problem, like a defense playing them a certain way, a fresh set of eyes and a fresh set of ideas on how they could flip that. So yeah, I think Jalen's correct. And I do think, again, I've always said this, like, Nick and Jalen are so much more similar than people give him credit for. And I think the way he talks about play calling and play designing there is another example. All right, last up, Jalen was asked about what he's seen from the team so far this offseason. Obviously, a new set of players, a new team, new goals, all those things. He was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
Too soon. I think there's a bit of a layer of experience from everyone here and there. Even certain people that are going to fill in roles, they got experience. And so I think that's something that's very valuable long term. That doesn't make you the most mature, but it's experience and it's valuable. So I think that'll help us.
So it probably is too early, like he says, to truly kind of say what the mentality of the team is. I mean, I remember last year just like being around the team, and you could tell the mentality of that team was, we are absolutely going to get revenge for that Super Bowl loss. We are locked in. Everything is about the Super Bowl. This is our sole focus, in like a healthy anger way. I like what he said there about experience. I do think this team walks around now with a bit of a swagger of, we've done it. We know we're the best. To use like a high school reference, we know when we get off the bus to play a game, like, we're better than you and that we will beat you. Now, that can be dangerous, right? Like, you don't want to be overly confident, but I do think like you are watching a team in their prime that is operating on all levels and knows it. Like, knows how to win, knows what it takes day to day to win, knows they have the talent to win, and frankly probably believe if they just do things the way they should do things, barring like something fluky happening, they will probably win a ton of games again and probably be back in the Super Bowl. So I do think the experience that Jalen's talking about is just a confidence level with this team that, that I think is a healthy confidence. Look, you don't want to be overly confident, but as of right now, I would agree. I think there's a healthy like experience with this team, and I think that turns into a healthy confidence. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Love you all. Can't wait to talk to you on Saturday. Go Birds Radio. Me and James. Call in. Again, off season, it's time for some new ones. I love all our new ones. I love our consistent callers. I want you all to call as well. But if you listen to Go Birds Radio and you love hearing the same names and you want to be one of those guys when the season starts, now's the time to do it. So I will talk to you guys on Friday. Thank you for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.